After punching in a new series of coordinates, Turl put the ship on automatic and reached back of his seat for a container of Kerbango. He slurped some into his container cover and chewed it down.
"Animal,"
said Turl above the roar of the ship.
"I am about to recruit 50 man-things."
"I thought we were almost gone."
"No, rat brain. There are some groups in various inaccessible places on the planet."
"And, having gotten them, we are going to take them back to the defense base."
Turl looked at him and nodded.
"And you're going to help."
"If I'm going to help, maybe we better talk over how we are going to do this."
Turl shrugged.
"Simple. There's a village up in the mountains where you see that red circle. This is a battle plane. We just dive in with stun blasts and then walk around and load the ones we want aboard."
Johnny looked at him.
"No."
Hostile, Turl said.
"You promised."
"I know what I promised. I'm saying no because your plan won't work."
"These guns can be set to stun. They don't have to be put on a kill setting."
"Maybe you better tell me what these men are going to do."
"Why, you're going to train them on machines. I thought you could figure that out yourself, Ratbrain. You've been ferrying the machines. So what's wrong with this plan?"
"They won't cooperate."
With a frown, Turl studied that. Leverage. Leverage. It was true that he wouldn't have leverage.
"We'll tell them that if they don't cooperate, we'll shoot up their village for keeps."
"Probably,"
said Johnny. He looked at Turl with disgust and laughed. It stung Turl. Johnny was sitting back now, looking at the map. Johnny saw that they were avoiding a mine site located in the southwest of England. He wagered with himself that Turl would come down to Wavetop in the last run into Scotland.
"Why won't it work?"
demanded Turl.
"If I've got to train them, you better let me walk in and get them."
Turl barked a laugh.
"Ha, animal! If you walked into that village, they would drill you like a sieve. Suicide! What a rat brain!"
"If you want any help from me,"
said Johnny, offering the map,
"you'll land up here on this mountain and let me walk in the last 5 miles."
"And then what will you do?"
Johnny did not want to tell him.
"I'll get you 50 men.
With a shake of his head, Turl said,
"Too risky. I didn't spend over a year training you just to have to start all over."
Then he realized he might have said too much. He looked suspiciously at Johnny, thinking, the animal must not consider itself valuable.
"Crap! All right, animal. You can go ahead and get yourself killed. What's one animal, more or less? Where's the mountain?"
Well short of northern Scotland, Turl brought the personnel freighter down to Wavetop. They skimmed the gray-green water, eventually roared up the side of a cliff, shot inland, battering the scrub and trees, and came to a halt under the shoulder of a mountain. Johnny won his own bet. Turl had avoided any detection from the mine site in the south.